Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Joining us right now is Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
Happy New Year's Eve. Kind of weird that the puck is dropping for you and the boys in about 5 hours and 27 minutes, if my radio math is correct. 12:30 puck drop at Capital One Arena with the matinee against the Bruins.
Yeah, this is an odd one, having to start this early, but there's a few of them on the schedule, so just adjust the preparation a little bit, but we'll be ready to go.
So, Coach Carbs, you talked about the scheduling there. Any issues for you with the scheduling for the Caps coming out of the Christmas break with the back-to-backs in Toronto and Detroit, then the early start today with just one day of rest between? Is it just something that you have to adapt to because this is a schedule? They're obviously not going to change it. Is this something you would, you know, go to Brian McClellan and say, hey, we should talk to the league about this because it's kind of hard for our guys to stay fresh and healthy with this sort of turnaround?
No, it's just part of the schedule. It's an intense schedule with the Four Nations tournament, and they're trying to condense 82 games into an X amount of days, and we were a little light early. You're going to get these games. Like, we got Toronto on a back-to-back themselves, and so every team can have their gripes about the schedule. Certainly, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's ideal scenarios because it's definitely not. But you're going to go through them, and you just got to find a way to grind and perform in those difficult circumstances. No different than you're going to face, you know, towards the end of the year or any difficult game that you with when you're missing a key player or something where you've got to find a way to grind through a game and get 2 points when it's not ideal circumstances.
So, Coach, you mentioned that Four Nations tournament. I know that you were bristling at the fact that none of the Caps were named to the four squads, but does a little part of your brain think, you know what, my guys are going to be rested and healthy and they're not going to be, you know, logging in extra ice time when I need them for, obviously, the Washington Capitals exploits instead of playing for their country? I understand that's a big honor, but is a little part of you thinking, you know what, this is actually somewhat advantageous for my guys that they're not playing these extra games?
Quite honestly, no. I don't look at it that way. I know maybe when we get to the second half, I'll reflect back and go, oh, you know, it's our guys look a little fresher, and the four or five guys that could have been named look really good. But I just think the way my mind works is it's more of you know, you want to see them achieve those individual accolades and get recognized, and so that's where my head goes of wanting them to have that opportunity to represent the country.
So let's talk kind of a bigger picture here. You're obviously having a great start to the season, 24-10-2, great home record, but the last 10 games, just 6-4. How have you felt about kind of this recent stretch of Capitals hockey?
You're trying to get me going, aren't you?
I am.
I think we've hit a little bit of a lull in our season. I'll be honest with you, and we're trying to find our way out. Felt like the start of the year we were firing on all cylinders. We had probably 90% of our lineup playing at an extremely high level, feeling it, however you want to describe it, just performing, maybe even above expectations and punching above their weight class a little bit. And now we've sort of hit a little bit of a lull of where, you know, we've got quite a few guys that are sort of trying to find it right now that aren't playing at that level. And as a team, we're not controlling play, and the games don't look like they did at the beginning of the year. So it's on us as a group, as a coaching staff, as players to find our way out of this lull and find our games and work to find our games. And that's for...
We're joined by Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. So this is your second game in just 8 days against the Bruins. What were some of your takeaways from that 4-1 loss in Boston? And do you like drawing a team again a week later to see if you can correct what went wrong in that previous matchup?
I don't mind it in these circumstances because, you know, I thought we were fine. It was a back-to-back. They were fresh. So, you know, like we talked about previously, you got to manage your game in those games, and you got to do certain things. And I thought we did a lot of good things to stay in that hockey game and keep it at 1-1. We ended up, they got the, made a mistake sort of late in the third, and they get the game winner on an odd man rush. But I liked a lot of the things we did from a checking standpoint, from being able to hang in that game. Now, we were not good with the puck at all. I think it was, I don't quote me on this, but I want to say we had 11 shots in a 60-minute game. Mm. Power play was not good. Our execution with the puck when we got into offensive situations and had them vulnerable was not good. And so those are the areas that we'll look to correct and look to be a lot better. You got to give them credit. They're a great defensive team. They protect the middle of the rink. They are big, strong. They've got good sticks. But we need to do a much better job with the puck today and be a lot better offensively with our execution.
Coach Carbs, I'm just going to jock you here. I'm going to give you some props. So after the back-to-back in Toronto and Detroit, so you come back Monday. So if I were the head coach of the Washington Capitals, which I could never be because I know very little about hockey, but if I were Coach Carbs, after that back-to-back, I'd come home. I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to relax a little bit today. I'm going to decompress. I'm going to kind of do my own thing, maybe do some sort of leisure pursuit, whatever Coach Carbs likes to do in his spare time. But you went to MedStar Capitals Iceplex, and you were holding three different coaching clinics for youth players like 10U, 12U, and 14U, all these area like young hockey players, the little mites or whatever you call them at that age. They come in and they get coached by Coach Carver in his day off. I mean, you're just a hockey lifer, Coach. I give you props for that. That's awesome.
I honestly, that's fun for me, being able to get on the ice with young kids, and it just takes you back to when you were a kid and being able to work with them, and it's all about just having fun, enjoying. And Kenny McCudden, watching him work, he's our skills coach, one of our assistant coaches, and he's the best in the business, and watching him orchestrate a practice with young kids and get everybody moving is I'm in awe of it. I just, yeah, that was not work yesterday. That was me being able to go out on the ice with a ton of youth players and have some fun with them. And it was a great day.
Talking to Coach Spencer Carberry from the Washington Capitals, 50 points already on the season. Of course, you played pretty damn good hockey without Ovi. Ovi's now back. How easy is it for you to just insert him back into the lineup?
I just write his name and spell it correctly and put it right in the put that number 8 and call. He's been solid. I thought his first game back in Toronto and Hockey Night in Canada Saturday night, hasn't played in a long time coming off the break. I thought he was, you could tell he was just feeling his way back into the game fine, skating well, like looked fine. The Detroit game, he was arguably our best forward. Like, he was around the puck. I think he had 7 or 8 shots. He was getting into good spots offensively. You could tell it was sort of back in the groove. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come of him now getting more comfortable back playing, couple games under his belt, and he only just continues to build his game and has the impact like he did in Detroit.
Coach Carbs, looking at the stats for the Caps right now, 14 players on the squad with double-digit points on the season, ranging from Verana with 11 up to Strom, who leads the team with 39. How comforting is it to you and your staff that it's not just 4 or 5 guys that are really carrying the scoring load for the team, that you're getting it from multiple spots on the roster?
Well, that's our MO, honestly, and that's the way it has to be for our group. We're not a one-line team. We're not a top-heavy team with 3 or 4 guys that are going to have, 90 to 100 points. We're a well-balanced 4-line, 60, 2 goaltenders, and we're going to beat you because of our depth and because we can attack you from any spot, any line, any D pair. And that's what we've got to get back to a little bit. I feel like we're not showing that depth. It's 3 or 4 guys a night that look really good, and then the rest, it's not great. And we're not quite as connected with all 18 players and 2 goaltenders. So that's sort of, we've got to get back to using that as a strength and why we're able to beat really good teams and play consistently well and not just rely on i.e. Dylan Strome or think that, Pierre-Luc Dubois is going to carry us tonight or Connor McMichael tonight. We need that depth.
You mentioned Dubois, really steady over the last 2 months, 11 points in both November and December. He's starting to creep up on Stromer for the team lead in assists. I'm guessing he's been everything the Caps hoped for when they acquired him. He's looking like he's on pace for one of those 60-point-plus seasons he had like 3 or 4 seasons ago.
Yeah, he's been fantastic for us for majority of the year. He's been really, really consistent, getting all the most difficult matchups and having to play at least at home when we can control the matchup of playing him against all the top lines, top centermen in the National Hockey League. And that's a difficult assignment. Like, that is not easy to, A, be able to keep them at bay, but B, be productive in those minutes as well. So he's had a great start to the season and sort of a great start to his new look inside the organization of being a huge part of the Capitals.
Coach, the goalie platoon is working out just spectacularly. Both Chucky and Logan Thompson with double-digit wins. I saw the report on Russian Machine Never Breaks that the team has interest in keeping both of them in the fold as they're both UFAs this offseason, and that'll be something that's dealt with later. But I don't think I've asked you this about the goalie tandem. Which goalie is weirder? Which one has more quirks? Which one has the strangest rituals? Because we know that goalies are always kind of the oddballs on the team. Which one of the two stands out to you that you look at them pregame or during game day, like, this guy's just kind of, he's out there. Like,
yeah.
Is one of them like head and shoulders above the other in that department?
I feel like, and I know exactly what you're saying, and you're spot on with the position because I've been around the game long enough to have seen that firsthand. I feel like we have two, Chucky and LT are pretty normal goaltenders when it comes to their little quirks that they have or rituals and I don't really think maybe I would say Chucky, because LT's a little bit looser when it comes to his preparation. He's just like, he's more where Chucky, you can tell, like, he is super, super focused and zeroed in, and that's his style. It's like, when he's going to play, like, he's in the zone. And where LT's a little bit different that way is he's found success being a little looser and not being as, quote-unquote, laser-focused. He's focused when the game starts, but when the play's not going on or when he's not like the game hasn't started, he's not quite as Chucky is.
Very good. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time, especially on a game day, 12:30 puck drop against the Bruins. Best of luck today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, sounds good. Happy New Year, guys. Enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. It's Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com for more details.